Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to have you with us. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up each and every morning here on KFH and all across the Odyssey family. Glad to be here with you. It is all Brockton Caster. Max out today. I assume back tomorrow. Max back tomorrow,
Tom? He is, yes.
We're glad to have Max back when we get him. So this is a pretty fun exercise with Jack Caglione's first week. It was interesting. Yesterday, he raised his batting average 150 points, basically, because he went 4 for 4. Going into yesterday, he was batting 095. So he had two hits, Tommy, in 21 at-bats going into yesterday. He had his doubleheader day where it was pretty bad. He had the big double, but he also struck out 3 times. He was just 1 for 8 total. We know that first game he was 0 for 5, and then he went 0 for 4. The next day he had a hit in Saturday's game, and then he woke up a little bit Sunday. The messaging is pretty clear from the Royals. He's hitting the ball hard. They're good with it. How long, though, do you think that lasts? The expectations we've joked about were way too high on Cags. We told you in the first hour, he is clearly lifting the boat. Like, the boat is rising with him there. For whatever reason, doesn't really matter. Like, it's totally doesn't matter why, but it's happening. Him specifically, though, how much rope do you think he's going to get with these games where he's hitless or one hit? Do you think fans are going to be patient? I think they will be as long as the rest of the offense picks it up, which is the best case scenario for him, by the way. Right now, there's no pressure on him because everybody else has stepped up. And whether that's directly a result of him or not is impossible to quantify, but it makes it a whole lot better for his acclimation, I think, that that's happening. Because if there was pressure on him and these things were happening, I think, not a weekend, but if we fast forward this a couple more weeks, there would be a little urgency that would not be good for his development.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any danger of a lack of patience with him. He's played, what are we at, like 6 total games in Major League Baseball right now. And it's funny because I've seen a lot of people on social media that whether you're comparing the bad or the good, there's always a comparison to a Royals legend. I saw somebody the other day put up Cags's first like 5 games in the major leagues. And, you know, entering before yesterday's game when he went 4 for 4 and he had an 0.95 batting average, compared that with like George Brett's first 5 games in the big leagues and he had like an 0.50 batting average to get started. Like, people are like, it's okay. Like, you're talking about a comparison here with a legend where he's outperforming even George Brett in his first few games. But then Cags has a four-hit game yesterday, and I saw the comparison that, like, the only other Royals rookie to do that within the first few games was Bo Jackson. You know, so, like, there's always a comparison, the good or the bad, with Cags. I think there is, like, think about the longest leash that you could find and then make it even longer. That's the kind of leash that he's got. There's no concern
that
at all.
That he needs to have. Totally. That he needs to have.
I think he will, though. I think he will, though.
Yeah. I think the Royals will give him that leash. I'm strictly talking about fans.
I think fans will too.
There was a great risk in calling him up when they did. It doesn't happen for players for a reason. Players don't do what he did for a reason. I think all of this they needed him so badly. I think it probably jaded appropriate expectations to some degree. Again, I've used the comparison because it's the most obvious. Jack Caglione was not a Bobby Witt Jr. type of prospect, not a Bryce Harper type of prospect, like a transcendent, can't miss Hall of Famer looking. You're like, we're probably, you know, no, he's not that kind of prospect. He was a really good prospect. And he was flourishing in the minor leagues this year, but he was drafted sixth overall. He does a thing really well, which is knock the tar out off the ball, right? Like, he hits the ball really hard. There are flaws, though. That's why he was the sixth pick. And so, like, you got to not try to make him what he doesn't even project to be, right? Guys beat their projections, or they don't live up to them all the time. They're just projections. But they're there for a reason, because there's a long, 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 long history and track record in baseball of how guys are going to translate. And so just continue to understand that, and understand that, like, if all goes well, he's going to be a really good baseball player, really good, like a foundational baseball player. But it's not Bobby Witt Jr. At least I like, that's not where people and I think that's what was happening, right? Oh, with Jack Caglione and Bobby Witt Jr., they'll have two pieces that teams would drool over. And, you know, the only players, and I say, again, these are great baseball people that get excited about prospects like we do. You know, the only people that hit the ball as hard as he hits it are Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge. And I'm like, you know, like, well, let's let this kid be a kid, because he got called up faster than anybody wanted him to, except for him. And like there's going to be growing pains, because there just always are. Hopefully he helps this team be better, and I think he will. And honestly, that's all that matters right now. Like, right now, Jack Caglione has to be better than Hunter Renfroe and MJ Melendez. That's the target. That's a realistic expectation. He has to be better than who he replaced. He doesn't yet have to be Aaron Judge. He just has to be better than them to warrant the call-up in the first place, which happened too early, which I still agree with. I think they had to do it. But that's, you know, that's we need to be looking with him.
It's such a low bar. It's such a low bar. And that's why I think, I don't think there's any risk of there being any kind of impatience with him and his development.
Outside of, you know, batting below 100 for a month, which isn't going to happen. So I think, as we look into the numbers, and we, you know, the hits thing is a fun one, because of it's such a small sample size and what yesterday did. He's not walking much. He doesn't have one yet. When I say much, that's ultimately in his big league career, that's got to change. I will tell you, though, through six games to have four strikeouts, I'm pretty okay with that. Three of them came in one game, or one day, I should say, two games. But, like, I'm pretty good with that. That to me was the biggest danger for him, is that he was going to strike out more than he had. He's not doing that. And so this chase rate, which is his biggest flaw as a prospect, right now looks like it's not going to be a detriment to him as a big leaguer, because yes, as he chases, he's still making good contact. To me, that's the best sign that we've seen from him thus far in his young career.
The other thing that I will say, you want to talk about that being a great benefit, and I totally agree with you. The other thing that's been really nice is the way he's played right field. And I think that was a major question mark. How are the Royals going to deploy him in the field? And what I love is, and we've seen it a couple of times in a short six-game span, is there's been a late game replacement type thing when it's been John Rave a couple of times come in and play right field. Vinny kind of sits at the end of the game or is pinch ran for, which I'm totally on board with to get some speed on the bases. And then Cags goes and plays first base for the last couple of innings. I love that. I would love to see that continue because I think that obviously late in the game, you want to have your best, you know, defenders out there. And until Cags gets to a point to where he is full throttle at right field, I love the way that they're using that deployment. But I think in the time that he's played in right field, I think he's been fine.
I do too. He's looked fine. I don't think he's had a chance to test the arm, which, remember, this is a power pitching reliever, right? And caught, like, he can hum it. So he's going to have an arm out there. I can't wait to see that. And there's skill involved. It's not about just throwing it hard. But yeah, look, the versatility here, and it's, you talked about Salvador Perez, the captain, early. I honestly think that begins with him. Like, just play where you need to be played. Like, whatever you need to do that day, just do it. Because Salvi wants to catch every day. Does he? No. Does he complain about it? I don't think so. But he would love to catch every day. But no, sometimes you're going to DH. Sometimes you're going to play first base. Sometimes you're going to do this. You know, Mikel Garcia, you literally play everywhere. Bobby Witt Jr. only plays shortstop only because he is one of the better defenders we've ever seen. And that's a premium position. Otherwise, I'm sure that if they needed him to go play third base, as he did early in his career, he would be probably just fine to do it. They can't afford to do it. He made a play last night to help save the game. We were talking about a weapon. So it's been good. I think all things considered, the debut week of Cags went well. Now there's going to be a whole different set of like emotions and everything because he's going to be at home for the first time. By the way, our guy TJ Cleland will be there Tuesday. So look for his reporting on 12 News. He's going up for the debut, the home debut of Cags, which is kind of cool. But he'll have to go through that now all over again. And we'll see how that goes. It'd be cool if he gets that first home run at Kauffman.
And they're playing the Yankees. I mean, we'll talk about it more tomorrow, getting ready for the series. That's a difficult series, right? Like, you know, anytime you're playing,
I haven't even looked at the pitching matchups.
Playing a loaded team, you know, like the Yankees and a guy like Aaron Judge and all of that. It's, you know, there's a big spectacle with Cags' debut in general, but then you look at the opponent and the fact that, you know, the Royals, their offense has started to come alive, but you're taking on a big time opponent in the Yankees. It's going to be really critical.
Let me look real quick because I think Rodon pitched last night, so they'll miss the Yankees' best. Well, you could say Fried's their best starter. But yeah, you're feeling decent about your pitching matchups there, especially if Reagans bounces back in any way. But you've got Bubich, Reagans, Lugo, and you don't face Rodon there for them. This is a good opportunity for the Royals. It's a big week. And again, yeah, you're right. We'll get into it tomorrow because you finish it with the A's, another, like the White Sox team, you ought to sweep. But, you know, especially playing them at Kauffman. You go play out in Oakland in that weird ballpark.
You
that's
mean
one
Sacramento?
Thing. You get that team at home. You need to be taking advantage of that. But the Yankees could be, look, it's a big, fun, awesome, happy, like it's always fun when the Yankees come to town, especially now when they're good again. And it'll be a challenge for these pitchers. Thank goodness you're not playing them at Yankee Stadium. I'll say that. that's
also, as a Braves fan, I throw up in my mouth every time I think about Max Fried pitching for the Yankees. And of course, that's going to happen this week. He's been phenomenal. It's rough. Rough for
it's
me.
It's he and Bubich right now, wouldn't you say, the leaders for the...
Absolutely, 100%.
For the AL Cy Young?
Yep.
Yeah. So I wish they were playing it. I wish they were pitching up against each other. That would be really cool. But they're not. We'll get to it tomorrow. It is fun. I hate the Yankees as much as any good red-blooded American, but it is fun when they're the opponent. That's why I...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up.
Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I hate them. There aren't very many teams that can do that across sports. The Yankees are 100% one of those teams. And they're good again. And that's going to make for fun. Get the Cags debut now with a big home run against the Yankees. That place is going to go ballistic. It'll be fun. And it'll be packed, I assume, like it always is when the Yankees are in town. All right, we'll come back. More Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.